currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast where we ruin your childhood, and my music isn't just music, it's medicine. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little, and I won't lie to you, Owen. I like to a lion, I do consume the genitals first.
You're a piece of shit. Fuck you. So Jay's got a fun catchphrase that he's doing.
Yay!
I hate it, but apparently he's determined to make it work. Oh, Christ. Jay, how you doing, my man? How we doing? Tell the people.
I'm okay.
Yeah? You're good?
I'm doing pretty well. Oh, you said beautiful people. Now I've got Marilyn Manson beautiful people stuck inside my head.
Well, it's a shame it's not elsewhere. Okay, here's... Okay, full disclosure for you, gang. I'm very tired, so I don't know how funny this episode's gonna be.
We also wasted all of our energy talking about Mass Effect's Andromeda and Mass Effect Trilogy for about half an hour.
Yep, we arranged to start recording at 8, and it's now 8:40, and for most of that time, we were talking about Mass Effect. Did I even hit record? I don't even know. Yes, I did. Okay, good.
And the joke's on you guys, because it was some pretty good fucking content.
It was good. Yeah, it was good, like, analysis content. It wouldn't really fit the theme of this show, we didn't record it, but, you know...
Well, maybe we'll do, like, a one-off.
Yeah, we might do a one-off or something on, you know...
Talking about a video game series we love and how the...
Talking about Mass Effect and how it's shit now.
How it's
It's dead now. No, it's off ice now, actually, as I recall. They've taken it off ice. There's going to be something coming from Mass Effect soon-ish.
I hope it's good, though.
It probably won't be.
I hope it's Mass Effect good rather than just good.
Yeah, well,
because Andromeda was good, but it wasn't Mass Effect good.
Andromeda was okay. It wasn't... I wouldn't say it's the best game ever made, but, you know... Anyway, we're getting off topic again, and we're going to end up talking about Mass Effect for half an hour. What is this, episode one? Jesus.
Ha.
What a great joke. So, Jay... How are you doing, Chief?
You already asked me that question.
I'm asking you again because I forgot to get the thing open.
I'm doing okay. I do wish that my podcast partner wasn't fucking incompetent. That would make me feel like way better.
I'm very tired.
That's not my problem, you fucking apostate.
You stole that from me, you piece of garbage.
I did. How's it feel, you fucking apostate?
I don't really care. So... Jay, as the dirty money boy of our organisation, I do have to ask you.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about it. So last week, the product that we launched into the world was called, and it's a long one, so bear with me. It's called, My Mother's Protagonist Energy Transferred Into Me and Now I Have Radiation Poisoning Z. How did that do at market? Fucking Christ.
It was, thankfully, the current trend in the anime market is nothing but isekai. It did pretty fucking well.
Okay,
we managed to at first attract a general audience, and then after a while we attracted the bad audience. Ew. So I shut the project down and had some people killed. But we did make money from it.
We did have to shut the project down halfway.
Most
through,
of which I spent on, you know, severance packages for the people who worked on the show, and also the assassins I hired to kill terrible people on the internet.
There were some garbage people that enjoyed the program. We launched them in. Don't worry, we launched them all into the sun. So don't be afraid. They're all gone now.
With lions, which, as we know,
consume
eat the dick first.
Yeah, I mean, we did just kill a bunch of lions then.
It's okay. They were robot lions. I would never fire an animal into space. I'm not a monster.
Especially not lions. Those are, like, you know, nature's kings.
Why would I? Yeah. Why would I fire a creature that eats the dick first into space? Like, we need that kind of energy on Earth.
We need as much dick.
We got Donald Trump in the White House. We need animals that eat dicks.
We need as much dick consumption energy as humanly possible on planet Earth. Fucking Jesus. So, that's that. We got that. That's in the bag. That's the intro. Fuck me. In that case, Jay, should we start then? Should we do the thing we're court mandated to... No? Okay.
Now we can start.
Well, oh, right. What were you doing? What was I waiting for?
My fucking permission.
Why do I need your permission?
Because I am the dirty money boy. I pay your wages.
That's not how it works.
It is, and you can ask my assistant here, which as you can see is a baseball bat.
You know what? I think you talk some sense. All right, I'll allow it. I'll allow it this once. I'll allow it.
Goddamn right.
Just this once, though.
My assistant, by the way, is called Patricia. I should learn her name.
What's Patricia's health insurance and stuff like? Because like this is important because we need to keep this.
It's pretty high.
If
obviously,
if you're hiring an assistant, I need to know this stuff.
Yeah, it's yeah. She's got insurance of health.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Do you want to continue the joke or?
With Batten Down the Hatches Insurance Company.
Okay then. Okay.
Batten down.
I got it, Chief. I got it. You proud? You proud of that?
Yeah, I actually am.
Shouldn't be. Let's begin then. Here on the Think of the Children, we take the things you remember from childhood and destroy them and pervert them in a profane ritual and then display their corpses for all the world to see and in order to get us that sweet, sweet Monet. Jay.
Yes.
Have you got any you want to do, or do you want me to give you one?
Black Cauldron!
Black Cauldron?
Yes.
It's a thing that exists. What is Black Cauldron? Can you explain to the wonderful people at home what Black Cauldron is?
Black Cauldron was
as I look it up on Wikipedia.
It was an animated feature released by Disney. I don't remember when it was released. It was pretty early days.
1985.
That was it. But it was famously pretty out of fashion for Disney movies because it was dark as shit.
Especially in 1985, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty dark. And then basically Disney nerfed it because they're assholes. And it never lived up to its full potential. And a lot of people, it's kind of a cult classic nowadays. A lot of people love it and I think we should ruin it. And my idea is we do it with really janky ass 3D animation from Japan. We just take whoever animated Berserk 2017... And we're like, we put him in Disney, we're like, there you go.
Okay. Can you explain to me why this would be funny?
Because I don't know if... I don't know if you've ever experienced terrible CG from anime studios in Japan. It is the funniest shit because they don't act like real people. And I think taking a super serious film from a beloved British book series that's not the Lord of the Rings animated film, which we could also ruin because that would be great. And they're just adding not... like the seriously, just search on YouTube.
The Black Cauldron was based on an American book series, actually. God.
But it's named after the historic name of Britain.
Wales.
Which is... same thing. Anyway.
Fuck you.
But yeah, so... you just, like... seriously, listeners, if you want to see the funniest shit, just, like, search Berserk 2017 animation, and it's so terrible.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, here's the thing. Pause our podcast and then go watch all of Berserk 2017 and then come back and then you'll know what we're talking about. That's great. That's good content. That's good content. Tell the people to stop listening to us to go and watch Berserk.
Well, if they're pausing us, we still have the retention time, surely.
I mean, they still press play on the fucking episode. They still counts as a play.
All we need you to do is load the episode, listeners. Beyond that, we're just us
beyond
talking
that, our contract ends at that point.
Beyond that, like, you may as well be a dick in front of a lion, because I don't really care what happens.
You may as well be pouring bleach directly into your ears at that stage, you know?
Why slop your ears? Give yourself an enema with bleach.
A delicious bleach enema. Who doesn't love it?
Well, we found the sponsor for this episode.
Bleach enemas.
Be ready for anal.
So Black Cauldron, then. The guy is called... Taran, and he goes on a quest to find a Black Cauldron and to kill the Horned King.
Yeah, dude, if you look at pictures of the Horned King, he's fucking metal as shit. He's also voiced by John Hurt, which adds extra cool shit.
Let me just find the Horned King. I vaguely recall watching some of this movie, but then I think I got too scared because I was a baby.
It's like surprisingly dark for a Disney movie.
Yeah.
It's really cool though. I wish I have never seen it, but I just know it's like famous for being fucked over.
Oh, that thing's cool. That looks like a D&D, like an old school D&D villain. Yeah,
it's super awesome.
Like 70s D&D. That's great.
70s D&D was hardcore.
Oh yeah, man. Here's the thing, right? The Black Cauldron. The idea of it is that like the undead come out of it, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of the film. What if we change what comes out of the cauldron?
Oh, what if it was Minions?
We've done Minions. Minions are well trod ground, right? We need to move away from the low hanging fruit that is Minions.
What else is like terrible that nobody likes?
What else is terrible? Me, Owen Piper comes out of the Black Cauldron. An army of Owen Pipers. It's an army of disappointment and failure.
What if it's the annoying fan from Oblivion?
I feel like but I feel like that's too deep a cut for most people.
It's like the most niche. That's why it's so bad, because people go and they're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is it? And they're like, by Azura, just that constant.
Yeah, and then like every premiere is just us, and we're like, just fucking play Oblivion! Fuck you!
Oblivion's kind of bad. But
it is pretty fucking bad, but that's what adds the turbo. So they're like, oh, it must be a prolific game full of quality content. And then they play it like, why is the game voiced by 3 people?
Why is the game bad? Why does this game have bad mechanics and is not fun to play? Why is this game not fun?
Why does this game look like a low-res dick?
Why is this game just not a good video game? Why does everyone say this game is good, but it's not?
Why is Shiogorath the only likable character in this entire game?
This isn't a character anymore. This is me, Owen Piper, asking you, Jay Little, why the fuck do people like Oblivion? It's a bad game. I don't get it.
I don't think it's a great game, but I enjoy it.
I mean, I say that. I did put about 200 hours into it. So
that's the thing. Everybody's like, God, this game fucking sucks. How many hours have you played? It's not important, Dim. I went to say Dave and Tim at the same time, and now I've invented the new character. I've invented the new character Dim, who just asks reasonable questions.
Yeah, Dim, the Oblivion Defender.
No. Dim is the character who asks reasonable questions about things, and then people get angry because they don't have a good answer for it. So he's like, "Why did you put 200 hours in if you hate the game? Shut up, Dim!"
I kind of like the annoying fan coming out of the Black Cauldron. So an army of annoying fans marching across the fields of, like, you know, Albion, shouting just, by Azura, by Azura, by Azura.
What if it's just like, it's just, oh, we could redo it for the modern, because we've got to redo it for the modern era, right?
That's the idea, yeah.
So what we could do is rather, we have like a series of like relatable, like a group of relatable teens going on an adventure into the cyber fantasy world and play their favorite video game.
Oh, it's all a video game. Okay.
Except it gets hacked and it, like, the real internet bleeds in.
And then if you die in the game, you die for real.
You die in the game, you die for real. Sort of. But it's like a similar coming of age show, like film with like all the like regular trappings of it, and the stuff that comes out of the Black Cauldron, which is actually the Black Browser, is just like, it's just really annoying commenters from various fandoms across the internet.
It's just internet trolls.
They range from like Facebook mums to like Reddit trolls. There's just a range.
It's just the negative internet incarnate.
It's just
right?
Everything annoying and upsetting about the internet.
That you don't like about the internet.
And that's just it.
So okay, so who's the Horn King in this version? The Horny King, and it's just the Horn
King
man?
Is obviously,
oh, Ajit Pai.
Who's that? Is he the guy who's...
The FCC guy, yeah.
Yeah, the one who wants...
who was vehemently against net neutrality and did that really cringy meme video.
But yeah, and he's like, ha-ha, I'm going to get net neutrality by killing everybody's love for the internet.
How can the net be neutral if the net isn't if the net doesn't exist? I don't know why Ajit Pai is the gooseberry fool. But here we are.
Isn't everybody we hate just the gooseberry fool?
Yes. So Ajit Pai destroys the internet and a group of hilarious and relatable teens. Who are the hilarious and relatable teens? So like you got the girl one, the leader
no,
one.
No, because the thing is that like it's like Jumanji. So you've got the nerdy guy, the nerdy girl who's like super like woke,
yeah,
but like obnoxiously so and not representative of how people are in real life.
You've got the hot girl.
The hot girl who's dumb but has like one really weird talent that they don't talk about.
She's really good at like, I don't know, something weirdly specific.
She's
like
really good at differential calculus and that's it.
Yeah, like so good at fucking
And then you've got
calculus.
Like the really dumb big jock character.
Yeah. And that's the group of fun relatable teens. And then yeah, there's like a fifth one that does weed, and then the other one's a dog and it's Scooby-Doo.
We've just made Scooby-Doo. Except the only one who's, like, unfortunately the only one who's actually really competent in that entire show is Velma, and I hate her, so.
Oh, fuck you, Velma's great.
I hate Velma.
Fuck you, you're wrong.
Listeners, I know, I want to do a sort of side note. I know I try to stay away from inside jokes as much as possible, but in these inside jokes I do mention my friend Eleanor, and Eleanor is just Velma as a person, and I'm not kidding.
Except Velma's likable, Eleanor isn't.
Yeah, it's also very true. So I see Eleanor how I also see Velma. They are interchangeable. I hate them both. And that was my point. She's just Velma. I just wanted to take this like minute to just rag on Eleanor for a bit.
Great. Good. Excellent. Yeah.
Fuck you, Eleanor.
So Scooby-Doo and the gang destroy the Black Internet and Ajit Pai and...
Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase 2.
They take off Ajit Pai's mask and it's the fucking Phantom Ghost. Or and
it's like, ah, damn you, Mystery Inc. I'm going to fucking murder you.
I like baseball for no particular reason.
Batter up.
Batter up, because I gotta break both of your kneecaps.
Why is he from New York?
Why is he voiced by Danny DeVito?
Oh! Yes!
It's just, no, no, the cyber fucking virus over the fuck has had some rough years, and now he just looks like Danny DeVito, but still blue.
They take the mask off, and fucking Fred's like, the cyber ghost? What the fuck? Like, look, it's been some rough times.
He's like, Hercules!
May I offer you an egg?
That's why I offer you an egg in this trying time.
Oh, that's an Easter
egg. I dropped my monster condoms for my magnum dong.
My cyber dong. You get it? Because we're on the internet.
Danny DeVito is a gift to this world.
We don't deserve him. Real quick. Just real quick. Twitter.com. Do you think we can get Daniel DeVito on the show? Do you think?
I don't know, but he will. I feel like he will reply.
It's out of... Right, here's the thing. It's out of character. We haven't been able to get anyone on this fucking show yet, right? But, as I've said multiple times, it's just law of averages. Eventually, someone we respond... We
the thing
sort
is, it's gonna be
to.
It's gonna be a really bad one that we didn't really want, which is gonna be something like...
What, like Shaka Khan?
It's like, no, Shaka Khan would be fucking great.
Well, yeah, because all you do is have her say Shaka Khan over and over again.
But I'd also be interested about hearing about her music career in the 80s and shit. But okay, like, but also we'd be like, let's message Johnny Sins, and then he's gonna reply. We have to sit there with like a guy we both know is more sexually attractive than either of us combined, and we're just there like, so how? What's it like having sex with like models? And he's gonna be like, it's pretty great.
It's
we're
pretty
like,
fuck, fuck! I knew it! I knew it! Hello, Mr. DeVito. Fucking Jesus. Just saying it aloud.
Oh my god, if he comes on, then that'll be great. The thing is, though, apparently he's like super open to doing anything. That's why he's so... like. That's
can,
why.
No, for real, though. If we can get Danny DeVito on this fucking podcast, we are set. That's it. We've made it at that point. We can cancel the fucking show.
Oh, yeah. Today... Danny DeVito on Think of the Children. Tomorrow, It's Always Sunny in Shrewsbury. That's a joke.
I desperately need to like do that intro. Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a comedy podcast. My name's Owen Piper. This is Jay Little. And also, Daniel DeFucking Vito is here. What the fuck?
He's just going to be like super like mellow.
Yeah, he's going to be super chill. Turns out he doesn't even talk like that. He's just like, hello there. Yes, my name is Daniel.
I saw him in a Wired autocomplete interview, and it was lovely because he just had no idea what was going on, but he was super earnest about everything that was happening.
Yeah,
like Colin Farrell was like doing joke answers, and he's like, "No, yes, I do in fact love pears." And I was like, "Aw,
we would love."
He's so talented and fantastic.
To have you on the show. There we go. So that's the blockening part 8. Danny DeVito, fucking Jesus.
Who else, like, could we, like, in given our regular trends of comedy, who else would it be that we would actually probably get on the show?
Literally anyone else.
Danny would be like some really obscure, like, cat, like, person. Or it would be someone, like, we'd say, like, that'd be pretty cool to talk to them, and then they actually come on the show.
And it's like, oh, really? No. Shit. Here's the thing, like, the one person I think might come on the show, I'm too scared to message him because I think he would actually do it.
Who is it?
Do you know, I don't know how familiar you are with the old CBBC presenters, but Ed Petrie is quite active on Twitter. And I feel like if I asked him and presented it in such a way that this is definitely a thing we do all the time, he might be open to coming on the show and saying the word fuck.
I don't remember which one he is.
He was my one. He was the one I grew up with. He had the cactus.
No.
Okay. I think if we asked him, he might be up for it, but I don't know.
We'll see. Anyway.
That's the thing, it's because we do this section, but we don't actually want them to
come. No, that'd be too intimidating. Are you fucking kidding me? If the voice of Phil from Hercules comes on this podcast, I'm fucked. I can't speak for 4 hours. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
To be fair, though, that would be fucking huge for the show. So, you know, Danny, if you're listening, you're not. But if you are, hook us up, my dude. Get on this program. Anyway, so that's...
Who would your actual ideal... Like, quick side note.
Okay, quick side.
Who would your actual ideal, like, guest actually be?
Okay, are we talking within the realms of realism here, or...
Just like anybody that you think would actually be...
If we were the most popular podcast on Earth and we could get anyone on the show...
That you like from their content you like, just you think they would mesh well with the show?
Oh, I know. It would be you.
Aww.
No, but for real, I'd like to get Brian David Gilbert on. I think that would be very funny.
That would be very good.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah. I'd love to. Hey, BDG, get on this fucking podcast, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
You don't listen to us because you don't even know we exist, but, you know, I might ask
you're
you.
You're way too talented.
Real quick. No, I'm not doing another one. I can only do one per... My anxiety can only handle one of these per episode. Oh, God. Should we move on, then? Because we're hurtling out of time. Have you got another one, or do you want me to serve you one?
I had one, but I forgot it again, so no.
You know what? Let's do something we haven't done for a while, and let's go over to our unofficial sponsor, JedisParadise.com. In fact, here's the thing. The Jedi's Paradise webmaster, we definitely sent him a tweet, and he hasn't got back to us, the prick. So
what fucking ass?
Oh, dickhead.
I forgot about the pictures I sent last time.
Don't look at them, they're bad.
I forgot about the balloon one.
Yeah, I forgot about all of them.
And the Ahagawa face. Oh, this is so bad.
I know, right? Let's talk about this one from 400 years ago.
Okay.
This one is called Button Moon.
The life story of... Oh. No. I just thought we were going down a Hamilton route.
Oh. No.
It's the anniversary of his death.
It's the anniversary of Hamilton's death.
It was either today or yesterday.
Real quick, Lin-Manuel Miranda, are you busy? No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, if Lin
that
came...
That would be your ideal
thing
host.
Is, I would melt if Lin came on. Like, no joke. I love Lin, and he'd be really nice about it, because it's Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's lovely. But, like, Jesus.
I don't know why you said Brian David Gilbert, because I honestly thought your ideal guest would be, like, Griffin.
No,
McElroy.
I'd be too scared.
That's actually fair.
Yeah, I'd be far too scared to get a McElroy on here. I have asked Travis, because he put a tweet out at the beginning of the year saying, like, oh, what podcast should I guest on? And, like, some of our fans were like, go on TOTC, go on TOTC. And I'm like, no, he won't, but all right. But I asked. He hasn't got back to me because my fucking DMs aren't open. It was on my personal account. It wasn't on the other one. Anyway, so let's talk about Button Moon. Button Moon was a show. It was for children. Obviously, that's sort of the nature of the format. The characters are made out of, like, spoons and vacuums and bottles and shit. And it was like a puppet show, and they go on a little shit adventure. The thing about a lot of these, like, 70s kids shows is they kind of just go on shit adventures that aren't exciting. The main characters are the Spoon family. There's Mr. Spoon and Mrs. Spoon and Tina. There's also Egbert. He's an egg.
Really?
There's Little Bottle, Small Bottle, and Captain Large, which is fucking amazing.
That would be my porn name.
Captain Large. Fuck me.
Yeah. Be really disappointing as well, because they derobe me and they'd be like, oh.
There's also Brew. She is a witch. She has a pet.
Bruges.
No, Brew.
Oh.
She has a pet dragon.
That makes more sense.
Called Thunder. Oh, so Thunder Brew. That makes sense.
Although now that I've said it, I do kind of want to do a remake of In Bruges, but with this. So.
with fucking bottle people.
Yeah, because that movie's super bleak and depressing. Just redo it, but
with spoons. Someone gets shot in the arse, and it's just like their arms like rotate 360 degrees in independent directions. It's like, ah!
Yeah, but that scene where he like falls out of a clock tower and it's splattered everywhere, it's just a bottle.
It's just a fucking bottle with a face. It's just Captain Large just foot like.
It's just like the neck of the bottle.
That's incredible. You've hit it on the head already. I like that.
It's really funny because in that scene when I first watched it and like he just splats everywhere, I was like, I guess that is really how it would be if he fell off a building. I had never thought about it until this moment. And I'm like, I'm 21. I do physics. I should have figured out that's probably how a human body would act if you dropped it off a building. And now I'm just upset.
But
humans are so fucking flimsy.
Humans have weak, fleshy bodies. When we upgrade to
Why
the
are we
bodies,
top of the food chain?
I don't know. I only don't know how we made it this far.
How we survived this long.
You've seen horses, right? Fucking Jesus. A horse could kill you.
That's really funny. Like, we were talking about horses, and my friend was like, they're so beautiful and elegant. And then my friend who studies biology was like, yeah, but they're really fucking shit animals. They're just the worst.
Yeah, they're shit.
They're like so evolutionary shit.
Yeah, man.
Just they like, fall over and die.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I also hate horses, so I didn't feel bad.
Well, you hate horses. Horses are graceful and majestic.
They're so stupid. They don't
yeah,
do
they
anything.
Dumb, but like so are cats. What's your point?
What have they done?
I said they're dumb, but they can't.
Hang on.
I have a notification on Twitter. Oh god, I'm very scared. Okay, no, it's someone liking the tweet. I was very frightened for a moment then.
I thought you said, but they done. You're like, you just rock up to a horse field in a car, and you're like, these guys, like you have like kids with you. They're like, what are those, Owen? Like, they're horses. They're finished. We don't need them anymore. We just keep them around.
We
keep them around to remind them that they're finished. And you fucking dead eye a horse. It starts crying like, you know what you are. You are but feeble mass on this earth. You are worth nothing.
You are a remnant of what once was.
You are a reminder that we have progressed past your existence.
Gaze upon the wondrous machinations of humanity that have replaced you, you foolish creature. I spit on you as I spit on the face of God.
I like to imagine you're just there in a suit and you're like super aggressive. You've got like a pipe, but like in the background you've got like babes like doing with the hydraulics on a car. Like, you cannot do this. But the car can.
You cannot.
The automobile.
I fucking get. I open the car. I start ghost riding the whip. I cannot ghost ride you, foolish creature. You have nothing.
The only advantage you had over previous vehicles is that we could ghost ride you all the time. But now I can do it whenever I wish.
I fucking turn on the stereo and it fucking starts blasting out some.
And then like you turn to a lizard and you're like. Yeah, you like, turn to
you can't
like,
disobey any records, foolish horse.
All you can do is the nay nay.
Just goes. Yes, that's correct. You fool it, you idiot. Foolish animal.
Turn to like a crocodile. Like, ah, apex predator, my ass. My car runs on your ancestors.
My car runs on your ancestors.
Like 20 years later, when ants conquer the world, oh, it just turns to us and it's like, my vehicle runs on your great great grandpappy, you fuck! Two legs! What? Weak!
Oh, Jesus. Okay. That said, shall we move our way to the advertisements? Because we've got a lot to get through.
Let's earn the money to pay for dead crocodile grandparents.
Let's earn some money to buy some dead crocodiles. Oh. Fucking Jesus.
That's a weird segue.
That was a good seg. I liked it. Cowing around, crushing the stalks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, knocking the salt. Welcome to the Ad Zone. We're here now in the Dead Crocodile Museum. It's where I've stuffed and mounted all the crocodiles I've killed with my bare hands. Do you like them, Jay?
Yeah, I did just remember that terrible fact I learned about crocodiles, though.
You said you weren't going to say it. You said you were going to keep it to yourself.
Yeah, but that for that episode, but I need them to know now that crocodiles always have erections.
Yes,
and
great.
They just slide out when they're going to fuck. And I don't like that idea. Which is why I'm happy that we use them as fuel now.
Yeah, now I cut all the dicks off and I put those in. Like, here, I'll just show you. And I'm getting, you see this like large ornate wooden box and I'm going to just open that up. And inside there is a collection of crocodile dicks.
They're really hard.
They are. They've been deep frozen, so that they do not lose their musk.
Why? That's not what that word means. That doesn't make any sense in context.
The context is I'm trying to preserve the musk.
Real talk though, reptiles smell horrible.
Yeah, that's like, why I want the worst. Yeah, I'm trying to keep the musk of the crocodile dick, my man. Have you ever personally smelled a crocodile dick?
That's actually a point I never have.
Well, you have now. Fucking get your nose in that box and give it a good deep sniff.
Can we turn these into lollipops?
We cannot. I already have
because
plans.
Because if I ever want to eat a crocodile, there's something I have to do first.
Eat the dick first, obviously.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at, but unfortunately, I have already I've got a deal with Gucci to put this in perfume.
Fuck. I know. What were those? Those lollipops that came in like the triangular packaging.
Oh, what are they fucking called? That's gonna piss me off. Hang on.
But we do that, but with animal dicks.
Okay. Nah, we got. I've lost it. Fuck. What were they?
Google it.
Ah!
I need you to Google it. I need to know, and you need to send me a picture of them so I can relive it. That is such a deep nostalgic fucking feeling.
I know what they're called.
I feel that in my prostate.
They're called jobblies.
Jobblies!
That's what they're fucking called. They're called fucking jobblies.
That doesn't even make any sense. Jobblies.
In America, by the way, American listeners, they're called sun lollies, which is an objectively worse name.
But like, jobblies is a round name.
Also, jubbly means, also jubbly means tits.
Yeah, like lovely jubblies.
Let's have a go on them jubblies, love. Give us a go on them jubblies, them big ice cream triangles that you've got on attached to your chest. Speaking of ice cream, you know what you can get at Schlurp? That. Go to Schlurp. Get delicious desserts. It's in Osborne Street.
Frozen titty triangles.
Get frozen titty triangles from Schlurp. It's in Osborne Street. It's a dessert store. Go there. Buy the shit and consume it for sustenance. If you mention our show or our other podcast, Not Saving the Realm, you can get 10% off your order, which is real, real good. That said, Jay, I think we need to now move on to talk about my best friend, as is a tradition. As you may or may not know, listeners, we live in the year 2019, year of our Lord, and there's a website called Twitter. I don't know how aware you are of this. You may not be aware, but if you are, go to twitter.com. Jay's gone awfully quiet, and I'm a little bit concerned.
I'm really trying hard not to pee in my pants.
Go and piss. I've got to do this. So go piss. This is like becoming a running theme. Jay like has to go piss in the middle of the podcast. It's genuinely concerning. So that said, if you go over to twitter.com/TOTCcast and give us a cheeky little follow, you might get a little shout out here on the show, which will be real nice for you. If you do that, it'll be good because it means, you know, you'll be up to date on what's going on. And if you retweet our stuff, I'll love you even more. Tell all your friends about us. And if you do that, you'll get to be my best friend. My best friend this week is at AdamAGTD. That's Adam Perry, friend of mine, Crit Chat Man. He does a podcast called Adventure of Gods of Dying, which we mentioned last week. He's the DM on that show. And he's great, and he's my best friend for the week now. So that's Adam. Go follow him. He tweets a lot about D&D and all sorts of other good shit. So go do that, you beautiful humans. And now we wait for Jay to return from his piss. What color do you think Jay's piss? No, I can't ask that. I was going to do like a Twitter poll. What color is Jay's piss? Probably not great. Hey, I wasn't thinking about what color your piss was or anything.
It was clear because I've been drinking. I drank a liter of water.
Good boy. Okay then, Jay, are you ready to head back to the main portion of the episode with me now?
I was born ready.
Put the fucking crocodile dick back down, please. Stop trying to take it. If you take it out of the box, it will lose its musk.
I've already eaten three.
Why are you eating them? They're fucking stuffed with formaldehyde to preserve them.
That makes it nice and spicy.
It's going to kill you. Right, we'll see. I guess we'll go get
the
Jay's
spiciest stomach foods try to kill you.
We're going to get Jay's stomach pumped, and then we'll see.
That's why I eat live ammunition. I actually need to know after this podcast if anybody has ever tried to eat live ammunition and how it went for them. Because that cannot have gone well, and I need to know. It obviously wouldn't, but I need to confirm with myself that it would not, like detonate the gunpowder and shoot out of someone. I need to know that.
Listen, if you've ever eaten live ammo, tweet Jay Little at LichAboutTown and tell him about your experience.
Oh, there's a penis.
Why are you talking about dicks now?
Because I just scrolled up through our drawing board and there's a penis.
Stop! Right, don't ever look through that. You told me to send you that because I was on r/ like twinks or whatever. And you were like, oh, send me a picture of this guy's dick. And so I did. You asked to see this.
It's a mini dick.
Shit. It is a nice dick. It's one of the nicer cocks I've seen in my life. And I've seen a lot of cock.
Oh, I went to the other one. I saw the dragons. I'm just going to close Discord.
Yeah, just close Discord. You know what? Should we just cancel the show?
Cancel the show. Fuck it.
It's the end.
This is dick infested.
This entire show is dick infested. The show is fucking riddled with tasty dick. Fuck.
If a man comes inside you and gives you a cream pie, are you the Pied Piper?
Trying so hard not to laugh. I don't want to give you the satisfaction of knowing that joke was good. Ha ha ha!
podcast.
I was going to cut all this, but now I can't. It's the funniest joke of the show. Fuck me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God.
You good, bud? All right, we're going to need about 10 minutes for Jay to calm down.
No, it's fine.
Okay, you good?
Oh, my God, Pied Piper.
That's excellent.
That's a fantastic joke.
Jesus fucking Christ. So, Jay, we've peaked now. We got fine. Okay, let's do some more. I was going to do a whole bit about how we got your stomach pumped and we found, like, you know, all sorts of weird shit in there, but then you did the Pied Piper joke, and now that's just the best. Yeah, we don't need to anymore. So let's just get straight back into it. Have you got one, or do you want me to give you one?
No, but I did just randomly think of a book from my childhood. It's not, like, worth doing anything about it because I barely remember anything. It's really niche. But it's a Terry Pratchett book about, like, the fake Pied Piper.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... I don't... It's not relevant. I just remembered it.
Okay, cool.
sorry.
It's fine, man. You know, just say whatever the fuck pops into your head. You know? Just go for it.
That's just what I just did, and then now we have Pied Piper.
Okay, I'll keep
I hope we... If we ever get fan art, I hope it's not of that.
I hope it's not of a gentleman coming in my ass and then you and then with the caption Piper. I really hope that I really, really hope that someone doesn't like, oh man, I love this podcast. I want to show how much I love it by drawing something from it. And then they draw a picture of me getting railed and doing the Ahegal cum face with fucking jizz splashing hither and yon from twixt my ass cheeks. Hi, Nan, I hope you're having a good time.
And then, like, I also like to imagine...
Shut the fuck up! Let me finish my joke! I've lost it. Fuck, you ruined it. Carry on.
I just like to imagine it's like a... First of all, you talk about, like, oh yeah... That's basically all of the fan art for Critical Role. Follow-up.
True.
I liked the idea more of it being a comic, and then the last panel is, like, the camera panning across to me and going, and that's a Pied Piper.
I'm lightheaded.
Okay, are we good?
I'm great. I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm having a great time.
Okay, let's do another one. Have you got one? Do you want me to serve it?
Just go. Just do some.
Just go. Just fucking go, you cretin. This could be fun. I've got a fun one here from Sarah Mean, friend of the show, and esteemed patron Sarah Mean. Thank you so much for sending and yet another suggestion. This one is Street Sharks, Jay. Do you know anything about Street Sharks?
Sounds familiar.
Sharks is a show very similar to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but the central conceit is that they are shark. And that's it.
I need you to just send me a picture of this.
Yeah, it has a very, very... I'll say 80s aesthetic. It's also fucking horrifying.
That logo is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, the logo's cool. but the Street Sharks, basically, imagine if, like, the biker mice from Mars and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fucked a shark. This would be the sort of weird love child that comes out of that.
I used to think the biker mice from Mars are so cool, man.
I mean, so did I, because they were, like, they were mice that rode on motorcycles, and they were from Mars.
I like the leader. He was my favourite.
He was great. What more do you possibly want? So how can we ruin the Street Sharks? The Street Sharks. Street Sharks. I mean, the obvious way is just that they can't breathe in the air.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like, what if we just make them one of two? Okay, there's two ways you can go. Either you make them the most useless, like, sea creature ever, like the street slugs.
The street sea cucumber, it doesn't quite hit the beat as well as it the street sharks does.
We go the other route where we make some horrifying deep sea bullshit. And they're like the street squids.
The street leviathans!
Yes, it's like fucking horrible, like have you ever seen the inside of, like, a vampire squid's tentacles? They're like fucking sharp teeth. It's the worst. I remember it being that. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
Send me a picture. I need to remember what it looks like.
Just Google it, man.
I can't reach.
Oh, yeah, you can't. I don't really want to have to save an image. Oh,
just God. Copy it and paste it.
Hey, fuck you.
You can do that in Discord. Oh, yeah, see, it's the worst, right?
Yeah, fuck these things, right? Okay, so what we do, we take the street sharks and we put these things on their heads instead. And, like, they only have the desire to consume, right? So they go and they consume. And they're like, ah, yes, ah, street sharks.
That's like the team name. They can't change that. They've done all the branding.
Why not just Street Squids?
No, it's still Street Sharks. It's very important. The guy that did the science experiment on them wanted the Street Sharks, but he fucked up. And now they're squids.
But all the t-shirts and outfits they've got.
Yeah, already made all the jackets and stuff, so like they can't change it. Like, oh fuck it, we gotta go with it now. They're like, ah, Street Sharks, you can't stop me. They just fucking eat his head.
Yeah.
And that's all they want, and they just consume. They have no concept of right and wrong, just consumption.
Yeah. But they also, like, when they revert back to the teenagers, have like no idea what they've done.
Yeah, they have no memory, except they do have blood dripping from their mouth. Like, oh god, what the fuck happened last night?
Like, yeah, but like, no, the thing is, it's the same stomach when they return. They're like all bloated because they've eaten like man flesh, and then they like begin to like chuck it up, which is why they're always consuming, because the squids are never satiated because they're always hungry.
They're so hungry all the fucking time, but they keep throwing up because they keep eating man flesh. If they try and eat human food, they just vomit it back up. They're like, I can't eat it. We can only eat the flesh of our fellow man or coffee. Weirdly.
Is that a thing? Oh, yeah.
In Tokyo Ghoul, yeah.
I only read like the first 5 chapters of the manga.
I watched like the first 2 episodes and I got bored.
Yeah, it's kind of shit.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Also, I don't like watch... Even if it's animated, I don't like the concept of watching people eat other humans.
I'm not crazy about it.
Ew.
Yeah, but the leader of the Street Shark Squids, like, his head is, like, the biggest and most mighty, with many teeth.
I have this really horrifying, like, idea. Their heads are, like, just squids, so it's, like, they're the real size of them, but there's just, like, the human body below it.
Yeah.
And when the beak opens, you can see their tortured face.
Ooh, but, like, you know, they don't have... It's like a grim mask of hunger. There's no emotion.
Yeah, it's just, like... Or like, that's when they can be... that's when they're, like, kind of aware, so that their eyes are rolled back into their head, and they're just, like, terrified.
Yeah.
And then as soon as
it's like someone else is piloting their body.
Yeah, but they're like aware. Yeah. They're vaguely aware of it. When they wake up from their like transformation, they're like, "Oh, I had
the weirdest dream last night." Yeah,
yeah.
I had the weirdest dream. I ate the flesh of about 4 different men and women.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to threaten the town, and then I tried to turn on my friends, and then they had to stop me by shooting me in the head 18 times, and I just wouldn't die no matter how often they shot me. Yeah. Until eventually, I just gave up because I'd consumed enough.
I had a dream like that once. it was more upsetting than that, but like, it was, I did have to shoot my friends in the head.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was not great.
No,
that's why you don't play Doom till 4 a.m.
Do not play Doom until 4 a.m. You heard it first. Right, we probably got time for one more.
Oh, that's what they always say. I don't know what in what context, but they do say
The context of this podcast, yeah.
The context of this podcast, they say, please God, no.
Please God, make it stop.
Stop.
Stop it, no.
Stop the war.
So do you want one, or should I just give you one?
Just give me one. Just give it to me. Give it to me, Owen.
I'm going to fucking give it to you.
Give it to me, baby.
This is what
Sorry.
You proud of yourself?
Not really.
Yeah, again, probably shouldn't be.
Just in general, though.
Yeah, just in general, not really. Have we done Benjamin 10?
Oh, Ben 10!
Benjamin 10 could be a lot of fun. So Benjamin 10 was about a boy with a magic watch that let him turn into 10 and then 20 different aliens.
Oh, you know, I've thought something already. I don't know. This is actually kind of good, because I think it would be cool to watch. Okay. What if it's like Ben 10, but the aliens he turned into are just like famous pop culture aliens, but it's completely random? So he's like, oh, I'm going to turn into a fucking Turian or like Aquarian. It'd be super cool. But then he turns into a Xenomorph.
I don't dislike that idea. I don't... Like, how's that funny?
That's the thing. It would just be a cool thing to watch.
Yeah, it's just a good show.
Yeah, like, that's the worst part. But I just
How can we make it funny, though, is the problem.
What if instead of like turning into an alien, he summons them? And he has to survive for as long as possible.
Can't keep making things JoJo.
What? No, not like a stand. I mean, like, it's a survival game. Like, we give.
Why does he do it? What's his?
No.
All right, calm down.
Ben 10 goes crazy from his constant, like.
Okay, from constantly shifting personality.
Yeah. So he creates a watch that he's like, I'm gonna make a show about the new Ben 10, but.
The Ben 10 show exists in this new version.
No, that's the point. It's about the show we're watching, we're making is called Ben 10, but it's Ben 10 after he was Ben 10.
Oh, Ben 10 now, the after years, yeah.
Yeah, but like he's like, I'm going to find a new successor. It's like The Bachelor, except it's a trick, and it's actually a sick death game because the watch doesn't turn you into the alien. It makes the alien hunt you. And then if they survive... But it's still like 10-year-olds.
So he becomes the Jigsaw Killer, essentially.
Yep.
Okay. Can we make him fuck so we can get fuck Jigsaw back on the podcast?
No.
Fuck's sake.
Because fuck I just said, but they're 10-year-olds.
Okay, maybe he has like a girlfriend that's 28. I don't know.
But he's like 60 or something.
That's weird.
That's what in my head it was. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I didn't know you had 60 years old in your head.
Maybe they're just like, oh, I don't know. This joke, this is just not going anywhere.
It's just fucking going anywhere. Here's my fun one for Ben 10. Here's my one that we could do. He takes the watch and he does the thing and he's getting there and he's ready for it.
Ooh. Interesting.
I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm trying to.
Yeah, I don't know if this works.
This is an inherently funny concept. Boy turns into 10 different thing. We just need to find one of the thing he turned into.
But the thing is, it's like there's only a few ways it can go. Is that like he either turns into something like we make some really weird thing, or he like turns into something really boring, like office workers, and then occasionally like maybe a serial killer. Oh, but now I have an idea for a good show where he turns into these different people, but he has to solve a murder, but he's still a 10-year-old.
He's the one committing the murder.
Yeah, he's also 10, so he's like, damn it, I don't know what to do because I'm stupid. And he's like, they're like, what do you want to get for lunch, Dave? And he's like, I don't know, candy? And they're like, dude.
So he transforms into, like, I don't know, Bill the office worker, right? Yeah. And, like, Bill has access to, like, the scene of the crime fairly easily with all his office worker powers. Then you've got, like, you know, Johnson the detective. But he also transforms into fuck Jigsaw the murderer sometimes.
Okay.
And he has to try and catch himself in a murder. I kind of love that, actually.
Yeah.
That's a good one. He has to catch himself in a murder. And, like, sometimes the crime... But, like, maybe he's not really murdering. The crime is just, like, you know, petty theft.
Hmm.
Or vandalism. Or, like, you know, crimes against...
humanity.
Himself. He murdered one of his other personalities.
Ooh, that'd be good.
He murdered one of his other Omnitrix transformations. Yeah, now I'm only Ben 9. Oh, fuck. What happened? He's trying to solve a murder inside his own mind.
Remember when that show got really weirdly dark?
Ben gets into his mind palace and Sherlock's his...
I must go to my mind palace. All right, Bendy Dendy Cumble Dendy.
And it turns out he forgot about 10 of his other 10 of his other transformations because he remembers them as a dog because his sister did some weird bullshit to his brain. Sherlock is a bad show. Yeah, that could work. That's good... That's probably not the best one to end on, but, you know, it could work. I feel like we should have ended on maybe, I don't know, one of the other ones. But
we could just make the other one our main one.
We have to commit to the format, Jay. Don't ruin the format. We have to commit
to the
format.
But the format is clearly flawed.
No, the format is not flawed. We just fucked up. The format worked 40 times previously.
But we peaked with Pied Piper, and now we've got Ben 10, like, murder mystery.
Yeah? How is that not a good idea?
Because, I don't know. Shut up.
Tell me you wouldn't watch that show.
I wouldn't, but I'm just thinking of, like, all the weird shit that, like, happened to Ben 10 after the initial series. Like, there was, like, a
I didn't watch it. I never watched the show.
Like, the first one was, like, a typical curious, but, like, as it got on, obviously, like, the audience got older, so they updated it, like, Shadow the Hedgehog style. So, like, then it became, like...
Oh, okay, here we go. We give Ben 10 a gun.
I mean, that's not entirely, like, not what happened. Like, I don't remember what it was called, but, like, basically, after that happened, like, it was revealed that these aliens he was fighting were all, like, the only surviving heroes of, like, an intergalactic war with this, like, flood-like thing or some shit. And it was really weird.
Okay, here's a fun... Okay, here's what we do. We give Ben 10 a gun and we help him try and find the Chaos Emeralds. Fuck it. Let's go full Shadow. He wants to get all the Chaos Emeralds to get his memories back.
But he's a 10-year-old and he can't... just different aliens.
Yeah, but he's a 10-year-old and he can't shoot a gun very well because he's 10
every time he fires it, it snaps his wrist. And then the fire alien is like, why are you using your gun? Just breathe fire!
He's like, I don't know how to do that! But sometimes Ben says fuck because it's... No, sorry, damn. He says damn. Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald? Oh, fucking Jesus.
Ben 10 is part of the Sonic canon now, motherfuckers. You can't stop me.
The sky is familiar. I feel like I've seen it before.
Shadow, Android, am I an
Android 2?
Fucking Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast this evening. It's called Think of the Children. It's a podcast that will soon, hopefully...
Ben 10, am I a 10-year-old 2?
It's a podcast that will hopefully one day star Danny DeVito in a special guest role. With that said, then, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we go, I've just got a few quick things we need to talk about. First and foremost, let's talk about social media. You can follow us over on many different social media platforms. The main one to go to should be twitter.com, as I mentioned before. Not at twitter.com. That's fucking idiocy. Go to twitter.com, at TOTCcast. And you can find all... That's probably the best place to hang out for updates and other stuff about our program. We do fun things on there sometimes. And if you follow us, you might get a shout out and be named my best friend, much like at AdamAGDT was. So, you know, there you go. And you can then say that legally, you're my best friend for a week. And no one will know what you're fucking talking about, but you can say it. You can also
listen
Facebook.
To the podcast and be like, you should get better friends.
You can go over to Facebook and search TOTC over there if you want us in your newsfeed instead. Or you can just go over to our website, totccast.com, and check us out over there. Add that to your delicious profile page. Is that how delicious worked? I forget how delicious worked. Remember when bookmarks were a thing in like Web 2.0? That was weird. Bookmarks were like going to be the big new future in like 2008, and then no one used bookmarks, despite the fact they still exist. Yeah, like in 2008, there were like bookmark aggregate sites you could use to put all your bookmarks on a website. But, like, bookmarks have existed as a feature in browsers for years? I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, that'll be that tangent note out of the way. You can also tell all your friends about the show. You really do that. We don't advertise the show at all. So the only way we get new listeners is if you tell people about us. If you've got a friend that's like, man, I want to listen to a new podcast. You got any recommendations? Send them our way. We'll fucking take care of them. We won't. We'll ruin their childhood and then make them question all their life decisions. But... I've been told we're funny by some people, so go for it. Yeah, go out there, be an ambassador. Take us to the people. And we're doing our best, but, you know, our reach is only so far. Also, go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and say once you like the show, and that'll help us get through the iTunes algorithms. That means iTunes will start recommending us and stuff. So there's that. Go do it. It's good. We need to talk about money. If you want to give us some money... Because why wouldn't you? Because we're a great show. You can go over to patreon.com/TOTCcast and give us a monthly donation. Doing so will get you all kinds of cool benefits like fun access to bonus content. I put some up last week. I'm probably going to put some up this week as well. As well as, you know, a special role on the Discord, fun little chill out tent. And most importantly, a shout out on this podcast like our other patrons, Jelly and Sarah Meaden. Thank you both so much for your continued support. It means so much to us.
I mean, it means a lot to Owen. I'm kind of like still.
Jay's kind of he's kind of.
Jury's still out on you guys. I'm not really sure.
You can also.
I know one of you personally, and I'm not impressed.
If you want to get something physical for your patronage, you can go over to bit.ly/totcshop and buy some merchandise. I've done so. I've bought myself a new phone case with our logo on it. That's right. I'm walking around. I'm now a walking advertiser with my own damn podcast. Some other people have bought some merch, including. One of you, right, Ismay Hutton, fuck you. That is the end of this call out. How dare you dunk on me? You saw the dunk out, you saw the dunk video, right?
I'm gonna say yes.
Ismay dunked on me hardcore and it made me very upset.
Lol. See, now I am gonna watch it because that sounds hysterical.
It's on at Crit Chat, check it out. Yeah, Ismay dunked on me very bad. Didn't even have the fucking decency to at me in the tweet, I don't think. Wait, no, she did. It's fine. We can cut that, because if I say that, she'll fucking say, I did, you prick. So yeah, go do that. But you can buy some merch. Some people have bought some stuff already. There's a mug out there. I've got a phone case. Someone's bought a studio pouch. They're using it as a pencil case. It's real cool. So yeah, go buy some merch. It's real good quality. I was surprised by the quality of it. For how little I paid. So buy some merchandise if you like our show that much and you want to physically emblazon your shit with it. Jay, have you got anything you want to plug real quick?
I do writing. I did writing. I'm going to get back onto that hopefully over the course of the next few weeks because I have more time. but it's I do a bunch of stuff. I'm working on some smaller projects, but I do a main series called The Wanderer's Realm, which you can go to
bit.ly/WanderersRealm.
That's the one. Apparently I hit 51 views today, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's good.
But also I learned that apparently Wattpad only counts people who have accounts on your views, so
yeah.
Fuck knows what the real count is. But yeah, I'm working on the latest chapter for that at the moment, and by working on it, I mean I know what it is, and I haven't started typing it at all. So, yeah, but go check it out. It would mean a lot to me, because I would like to try to do writing more frequently.
Go do that thing.
If I have more people pressuring me, then I will do it more often.
Give Jay some love, because he's a good writer boy, and he works very hard.
Thank you.
If you want to find out what I'm doing, you can go follow me on Twitter at TheOwenPiper. That's probably the best way to do it, because as I've said before, I'm a creature of whimsy. I do stuff when I feel like it. I don't really have a set schedule. Because my work doesn't really allow for it. So go do that if you want to find out what I do. I'm trying to stream more. I've got a rig for it now. So yeah, that's good. That said, I've made an executive decision, Jay. Episode 50 of Think of the Children will be broadcast live on Twitch. That's what we're doing for our big 5-0 in a few... I know it's a ways off yet, but that will sneak up on us. So our big 5-0 will be streamed on Twitch live for all you lovely people to listen to live. It'll go in the feed as well, but it won't be as good as if you weren't there live. Be there or be square, you fucking nerds. And I think that's everything then, Jay. So thank you all so much for listening and doing the thing. Jay, real quick, I think there is just enough time to quickly take a word from one of our sponsors.
Yes.
Has this ever happened to you?
Shit, Owen, I've got a problem.
What's your problem?
My boyfriend wants to engage in anal sex later.
Oh, that is a problem, considering you aren't gay.
Yeah,
have
I know.
A boyfriend.
That's also very true. But the problem is that my anus is an anus, and I don't want him to be worried about having my fecal matter on his penis.
About getting shit dick, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so I need to, like, somehow clean my anus.
Well, Jay, I've got a fun idea for you. As you know, I enjoy putting things up my ass, but yes, nothing more than pouring a big old bottle of bleach up there. May I introduce you bleach enemas? And that's it! Pour some bleach up your ass! My name is Owen the Pied Piper.
I'm sorry, where's my 30,000 goddamn pounds?
You've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening. Drink up the wine,
that's fine. Hello, mortals, and welcome to Half Damage, a Curse of Strahd actual play podcast with a twist like no other. Listen if you dare, for only horror and pain lurk inside.
It seems to be growing lollipops for some reason.
I need to cry. I'm so happy.
No, that's not what can we roll this?
I have stared into the abyss, and the abyss has frosted tips.
That is clearly not what I want. I squeeze to G's, Jerry.
I'm hovering on the doorway of Flavortown.
Jerry, you cut this out right now, or I swear.
Where there was nothing there before, now hangs a lifeless gray body that fixes its dead eyes upon you, or more accurately, fixes your dead eyes upon you.
No.
That's more like it. Venture in if you think you have the stomach for it. Find Half Damage on all podcast apps or on iTunes under podcasts. I can't wait for you to enter my domain. Jerry, you're so...